Recording in progress.
Soon as I switched the button there, it flipped sides. Did it do it on your screen too, Dr. Burr? Did our photos?
No, it did not.
Okay. All right. Good. Well, we're in the WLBC Zoom room with the one, the only, the Dr. Jeff Bird, IUBMH. So kind of you to spend some time with us, sir. Here's what I wanted to do with you today, and you've been very, very good about staying connected with us and our listeners about this whole COVID situation and everything. We hear about, you know, things in the national news. We see reports, and I want to talk always to direct sources locally to see what's happening here. That's why we do this with you from time to time. And sure. Let's start with the obvious. What's the status as we are talking at this moment at IUBMH in Muncie, Indiana?
Yeah, unfortunately, Steve, I do not have good news for you or the listeners. We continue to be as busy as we have ever been during the nearly 2 years of the pandemic now. I just got my data this morning. We have 88 positive COVID patients hospitalized at IU Health Ball Hospital. We have 24 sick enough to be in our intensive care unit. And of those 24, 22 are on the respirator, the breathing machine. So it is not good news. We expect this to continue for at least 2 to 3 more weeks, maybe 2 to 4 more weeks. And, you know, I just plead with everybody to continue to try to be safe during what we know is one of the most significant surges that we have seen.
That's what I was just going to ask you next, when you might predict that this surge might, you know, go down a little bit. It's difficult to say, though, isn't it? Are we?
It's always difficult to say, Steve. But we do have a few models, even in the United States. Clearly, you know, there are areas that get hit first, and we in the Midwest often are, you know, a couple weeks behind. And so we do have some good models. So the best we can tell our specialist, the epidemiologist who track this, think that the highest infectivity, the highest number of people who are getting infected, that we're close to reaching the peak of that. So then what that means for hospitals is usually it lags 10 days to 2 weeks before we hit our peak in the number of people who will be hospitalized.
This guidance from the CDC about 10 days going to 5 days, there's been a lot of conjecture about that and everything. Do you, as a doctor and as the leader of IUBMH and IU Health in this region, do you have a sense for what might be better? You're not going to overtake the CDC, but I mean this 5-day, 10-day thing, do you have any help understanding that?
Yeah, so I think for the listeners, the key is, like many infectious respiratory illnesses, much of the time we are spreading the virus unbeknownst to ourselves for a couple days before we ever even get sick. And then it's the first couple days after symptoms start where we continue to spread the virus. So through this whole thing, I think what's frustrating for listeners is it seems like expert advice changes all the time. I hear that from the people, and it's true because we learn more, and unfortunately, we tend to want to be very conservative when we don't know as much, and then when we learn more, we can make a better educated, give better educated advice. So for the majority of people who are feeling better, it's probably safe to get back to work at day 5. Our experience at IU Health is we've chosen to test our team before we allow them to come back. We test on day 5, they could come back at day 6. And our experience shows about 50 or 55% of our patients are still testing positive at day 5.
Dr. Jeff Bird, IUBMH, my guest. I'm Steve Lindell. I have one of these. This is one of those KN95 masks. And I know the N95 and the KN95, I believe those have been decided to be, you know, better to stop stuff from coming and going. Am I right about that?
They are.
Then as it relates to just the old cloth face covering, are those just try to not use those if at all possible. The cloth ones, is that a good suggestion?
Yeah, every mask helps. So if that's what you've got access to, that's great. And like everything, the risk of transmission is different depending on what situation you're in. So I think, obviously, if you can get your hands on an N95 or a KN95 and you're going into a high risk situation, i.e. if I was going to go to the national championship game and sit in Lucas Oil Stadium in a crowded indoor place, I would want to, first of all, I wouldn't want to do that. But secondarily, I would want to protect myself the best way that I could. And we know an N95 or KN95 does that. In an outdoor place where you're casually passing people, pretty much any mask can afford you some protection.
Okay. How's the staff doing at Ball Hospital in Muncie, Indiana?
Yeah, Steve, it's so hard. And I was just up in the ICU a couple days ago. And, you know, I think the challenge for them continues to be the frustration with knowing we're in this situation because so many have chosen not to get vaccinated. You know, and that's just psychologically very difficult for them. So we talk to our staff a lot about this term compassion fatigue because it's very real. We're living post-traumatic stress disorder. Healthcare workers are. So it's a real challenge for us. And I think the other thing that's really hard is we're setting records for the number of people who are dying. Steve, we had 23 people die in Ball Hospital in the last 2 weeks. That's a new record for us. So those things are, you know, they're taking an emotional and a psychological toll on our team.
Is there anything that the public can do? Of course, you're continuing to suggest get vaccinated, but is there anything we can do? Can you bring a cookie to the staff? Could you send them a note? I mean, is anything like that that we could do?
Yeah, I would say continue to thank your healthcare workers in all areas, not just at Ball Hospital. Thank your healthcare workers. They're putting themselves at risk every day to care for you and your loved ones. And there are multiple, I give so much credit. We still get things from schools, from churches, the community foundation, other philanthropic organizations are continuing to support our staff. And we're very thankful for that outpouring of caring thoughts, prayers, and love.
Dr. Jeff Bird, IUBMH, in our Zoom room. Thank you for the time, sir.
Steve, one more thing quickly.
Please, yes.
I would just like to encourage the listeners to please not come to our emergency department if all you're looking for is to get a COVID test. I know they're hard to find, but please don't come to the ED if you're not sick and just need a COVID test. You can visit the IU Health website, and there are very clear instructions about how we can help you find a place to get tested.
Very good. Thank you, Dr. Bird.
Thank you, Steve.
Recording stopped.
The recording has stopped.